This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. When Pope Benedict XVI travels to Lebanon September 14th through 16th, he will be traveling to a region where Muslims make up the overwhelming majority of the population, while Christians, natives to these lands, consist of a very small minority. But the world's Muslims by no means come exclusively from the Middle East. 2010 statistics from the Pew Institute indicate a world population of 1.6 billion Muslims, with an annual increase of 1.5%. By the year 2030, 60% of the world's Muslims are expected to be in the Asia-Pacific region, and it's believed that Pakistan will surpass Indonesia to become the country with the largest number of Muslims. Father Vaclav Klement, Salesian counselor for missions, says about 30 of the order's 90-some provinces are in daily contact with young Muslims, and the Salesians of Don Bosco are seeing an increasing trend in similar nature in the European provinces. That's because Salesian communities primarily operate shelters for the homeless or at-risk youths, schools and universities, technical, vocational, and language instruction centers for young people and adults, and boys' clubs and community centers. Salesians are also active in publishing, as well as mission work, especially in Asia, Africa, and South America. Father Vaclav Klement spoke to me about some of the challenges facing Salesian missionaries in the Muslim world today.
For us Salesians, we are organized on the world level in 90 provinces, and the Middle East province for us means 7 countries, but the headquarters is in Bethlehem in Holy Land. And Father Pier Giorgio Giannazza is residing in Holy Land. So as a counselor for the missions, I did visit in past 4.5 years about 80 countries, and many of them, of course, have very meaningful presence of the Salesians among the Muslims. So we have also probably a few hundreds of Salesians born in Christian communities which are really immersed among the Muslims. We have already the first Arab provincial of the Middle East is born in Syria. Now, on the practical level of schools, youth centers, different educational institutions, even in Europe, we have, I would say, a few hundreds of them which have at least 50% of Muslims among our youth. But this is the good news. The bad news is we are not really much prepared on reflection and on deepen our quality of education service and of testifying the gospel to them.
What are some of those challenges that you're seeing? Education it was also a very big part of what many of the bishops spoke about during the synod.
I believe the first challenge is the Salesian itself, himself, no? Because definitely one of the things we would like to find is the spirituality of those who are present among the Muslims, because it's probably more demanding than to stay in other contexts. But it's bringing up, if you say challenges, for us it's an opportunity to make grow first our faith, to give more quality witness, and probably speak in the language of the witness which the other side can understand. And this is the way of study.
What challenges does teaching a Muslim present in a Catholic or Christian context?
Well, I believe first is to understand the difference between two religions, and we should be sincere and honest that we are not really much knowledgeable. We have very few Salesians who are well prepared in this field. Probably just 2-3 people in the Middle East province, and in the other 29 provinces who has the Muslims, we have almost zero knowledge, no?
Just very few. Of Islam, you mean?
Of Islam, and of the Islamic culture, languages, philosophy as well. Even those who are born, for example, in Pakistan, they got years of Islamic studies in the school, but they should probably have some process on the Christian side, really how to make the bridge and be more empathic from inside, from their side, no?
So are you suggesting that the Salesians, especially those who work in education, should study in some way Islam?
For sure. We brought 3 external speakers to these meetings, and all 3 of them are professors at the PSI Pontifical Institution in Rome, which is the top of the Catholic Church. We had the new secretary of the Pontifical Council for Interreligious Dialogue, Father Miguel Asuyo from Spain. Professor Zanini, Father Bormans, so those really top heavyweights on the world stage are helping us to get more taste and probably even more practical commitment and the level of study and reflection.
What do you hope people will be taking home with them from after these study days?
Well, definitely sharing the personal experience and so-called good practices is for us Salesians the first way of approach. And the plenty of was shared through the homilies, through the group sharing, and in the non-formal way. We hope at least to get one small booklet for the Salesians worldwide to get some essence of this meeting to go across. We work in three languages, French, English, and Italian. And of course, on the level of the government, we would like to address very short operative guidelines for the provincials who are in charge to help these 30 provinces to be really more open and more knowledgeable about Muslim-Christian relations. Every month, we send to all Salesian communities worldwide a small leaflet which is called Caliero 11. And this month, Caliero 11. Caliero is the first Salesian missionary who was sent by Don Bosco 130 years ago. 11 is the date when he was sent. So for us, 11 of each month is just the date we pray for the missionaries. And this month, the title of this one page is called Salesian Muslim, Muslim Salesian. And it is coming actually from Cairo, from the Middle East, when one Hamdi, one of our past pupils, is a very good friend of the speaker of today, of Professor Zanini. And it is probably the top of the iceberg which we call Salesian education of the Muslim youth. He remains very strongly rooted in his beliefs, but is very much open to the Christianity after 8 years studying in our school. And we have many of these past pupils of our education institutions who are making the bridge between the two religions.
Father Vaclav Clement is the Salesian Counselor for Missions.